All crime, all the time. That's the tagline of The Slammer. It's a weekly newspaper found in convenience stores across several states these days. It's part of a new genre of tabloid, not much more than a compendium of mugshots that lets readers keep up with who's been arrested every week. NPR's Debbie Elliott traveled to Little Rock, Arkansas to get behind the scenes of one of these papers.
With titles like Cellmates, Jailbirds, Just Busted, Jailhouse Rocks, and The Slammer, it's clear what you'll find inside.
Modern day stockades, I guess, or stocks is one way to look at it.
Daniel Schroeder is the publisher for The Slammer, which covers Central Arkansas.
The crazier the mugshot or the meaner the looking the people are, the more likely they are to end up on the cover.
In the pre-dawn hours at a nondescript self-storage unit, Schroeder loads stacks of his tabloids into the car trunks of his drivers.
16 total, plus he needs another 16 papers because of the odd bundle.
They'll fan out over Little Rock and the surrounding counties, taking papers to some 300 gas marts and convenience stores. Like the other papers that have been growing in popularity around the South, the paper follows a template. Page after page of local mugshots, interspersed with a few short crime articles from around the country. The advertisements are mostly for cash advance outlets, bail bondsmen, and defense attorneys. Schroeder explains how the mugshots are grouped under kitsch headlines.
This is the wrinkly rascal section, which is people a little bit older that have been arrested. You wouldn't expect to see them in there. They can be sweet-looking grandmas and grandpas sometimes. One of my favorites, and a lot of people like, is the hair do's and don'ts. People are not always at their best when they get arrested, so.
Face forward, Omar.
At the Pulaski County Jail, Deputy Charles Wilkes does intake.
All right, turn right towards the filing cabinet.
Wilkes snaps the photos of inmates that eventually end up in the tabloid.
You know, they know about the slammers. Sometimes they think it's kind of funny, like, hey, I'm posing for a slammer, and some people are like, I'm pretty upset because I might lose my job.
Publisher Daniel Schroeder admits it's a sense of voyeurism that sells the papers, but he claims they also help law enforcement.
Most people look at this because they're curious and they want to gawk and gossip a little bit, but there's a good side to it too that provides people with an opportunity to see maybe somebody that they know has committed a crime, or somebody might be a victim of a crime is able to see the person that committed the crime if they hadn't been caught already.
But Pulaski County Sheriff Doc Holliday says publishing pictures of people who have already been arrested doesn't solve crimes.
I'm not sure that we've seen a great upside for us other than people call us and complain about their picture being there.
Sheriff Holliday, and yes, that's his real name, says it just creates more work for his deputies. At first, he resisted providing the county's mugshots to the slammer, but says he had no choice because of sunshine laws.
People call and they want to know why we're releasing that information or why their picture's in the magazine. Well, that information is public record and it's releasable under the Freedom of Information Act, and so we provide that information.
The paper runs a disclaimer. Not every arrest leads to a conviction, it says. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. That doesn't make Mario Montemayor feel any better.
I'm right here.
He's just 17 years old, but was charged as an adult for allegedly buying OxyContin from an undercover cop with the intent to sell the pills.
I felt embarrassed for everyone seeing all my charges and everything. Something needs to be private.
He says all his friends pick up the slammer at gas stations around town. They only cost a dollar. At a Raceway convenience store on a busy intersection in Little Rock, new copies of the Slammer sit out on the counter right by the cash register.
They're pretty popular. Yeah, we pretty much sell out almost every week.
Alfred Walker is the manager here.
When it first came out, a lot of people didn't like the Slammer because they thought it was very negative. But now a lot of people just want to buy it just to see who's in there.
Customer Sean Rycraw owns a car detail business in the neighborhood. He comes every Thursday when the new papers are stocked.
I got a stack of them like this at the shop every week. I'm addicted to them.
This week, he's looking for a former employee.
It's family. His name is Willie. Oh, right here. His mugshot is ugly. Yeah, like, let me out.
Not everyone is such a fan of the Slammer.
Oh, no. I think it's like exploiting criminality to me.
Russell Carpenter of Little Rock doesn't think the store should sell the papers.
It doesn't serve any purpose, you know. It's just someone making a buck off of other people's miseries.
Right or wrong, the mugshot tabloids do appear to be profitable. Each week, Little Rock residents snap up some 7,000 copies of The Slammer. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
This story is part of Southward, a multimedia collaboration between NPR and Oxford American Magazine. To see a video about mugshot newspapers, go to npr.org. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.